זכר נשפס אבי מורי יחד נשאו פלחס, וזכר נשפס דניאל שיינה, ואז יהושע פלק. Okay, good morning, everybody. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisavo. And the beginning of the Parsha is the halachas of bringing Bikurim. That people went to Yerushalayim and they brought the first fruits to Yerushalayim. So there's an interesting halacha in the Mishnah regarding Bikurim, and I'll read it to you. It's in Parag Gimel of Maseches Bikurim. It says Chol Bale Umonios Shibushalayim Omdim Lufnei. In other words, people were, you know, busy, or different people who are workmen, and normally the Bartanura points out that if you're an uman and you're working for Balabais, you're not allowed to, you know, waste time. And Bartanura says, Avogav de ein balay umanios chayovim lamod bipnei talmidei chachom. In other words, he's not even chayav to stand up for a Talmid Chacham. Because if you're working for the Bala Bayis and you're getting paid, you know, by the hour, by the minute, by the whatever, you know, so you can't just say, so even though the Talmid Chacham passes by, you can't say, oh, I'm going to stand up for the Talmid Chacham. Hey, but you're standing up for the Talmid Chacham, you're not going to be able to do your malacha. So we say that you're not mechuyif. But says the Mishnah, when it comes to the people, to stand up for the people who are bringing the bikur. Fascinating halacha. People who were bringing Bikurim, there was a halacha that everyone would stand up in greeting of their arrival to Yerushalayim. Even the Balei Umanios, even people who are workers, who were working for the Balabais and normally didn't even have to stand up for a Talmid Chacham, would stand up for the Mevi'ei HaBikurim. Wow. So kol bali umanias shab Yerushalayim omdim lufneihem v'sholim b'shlomon, and they ask them how they are. You know, they just made a whole big trip to Yerushalayim. Acheinu anshei hamakom ploni v'asam l'sholom. So they greet them. So this halacha is one aspect of the halacha is the fact that it's Mavata, you know, that even though you're not supposed to mavatal from the malacha, but apparently this is such a hush of a thing that we even allow you to mavatal from your malacha to stand up for the mivie habikur. So if you look at the Bartanur, he continues. The chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, because the mitzvah is so chaviv. Then he writes, "We times that only mitnei nosei hamita shehameis ba." Whereas when they're bringing in a mace, they're carrying the mace, so you stand up. There's a minute to stand up. So you're not standing up for the mace. The mace is dead. But you're standing up for the mace. Standing up for the Mevi'ei HaMeis, Mepnei Nosei HaTinok L'Bris Milah, when they bring the Tinok into the shul, you know, to do the Bris Milah, you stand up. Again, you're not standing up for the Tinok, you're standing up Nosei HaTinok. So this idea is discussed in the poskim, idea of standing up for people that are osik b'mitzvah. People that are osik b'mitzvah, you should stand up for them. There's a discussion, when Chasan and Kala coming to the chuppah. So Rav Shechter writes in Sefer from Rav Salvechik that Rav Salvechik, some say the reason is because Chasan Dom Lamelech. So he's standing up for the Chasan Dom Lamelech. But Rav Salvechik thought no, because he's not a Chasan yet till after the chuppah, really, or not before the chuppah. So he thought that it's a din of Salvechik of this same idea of the Mishnah Bikurim that you stand up in front of people who are about to do mitzvahs. And then there's a sefer called Yisrael B'Ma'amadov, a very fascinating two-volume sefer on all the halachas of standing and sitting, by this fellow Rav Shimon Yisrael Feldman. And he quotes from the Sefer Knesset HaGedola, that the Sefer Knesset HaGedola, and it says that he quotes from the Shu'at Ova Shmuel, Sheyesh Mokum, I read from the Sefer, Sheyesh Mokum Lokum Lamod V'Kol Osei Mitzvah. They have a haras kvod the chavivus la mitzvah. He's showing a kavod for the mitzvah. The kavod of Shem Knesses Hagdolo, Shekei Nogim Bekushta Lokum Yitam Zeh. That they would stand up for the for Osei HaMitzvah. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that that's part of this minhag of standing up for somebody who's getting married. Stand up for someone who's getting married because he's about to perform a mitzvah. So that's the idea that based on the same idea of that they stood up for the Nevi'i Bikurim, so they're standing up for the young gentleman who's getting married. That's brought down in the Sefer Salvation, brought down, but in this Sefer, he brings it down from earlier sources. Standing up for Osei HaMitzvah. He writes here to stand up for somebody who's doing a mitzvah, and perhaps this is included. But that's what he says. It's sometimes the chiv immediately osei mitzvah. That was one of the reasons. So that's what it says in Knesset, the Knesset HaGedol, and the Shu'at Ova Shmuel, to stand up bifnei osei mitzvah. It's interesting. I was once at a wedding that the Misa Kedushin said that everyone should stand up for the whole Sheva brachas, meaning, the Sheva brachas under the chuppah. So I remember the Masada Kedushin said, "Okay, now please rise, all seven brachas." Why? So some want to say because the idea is that Sheva brachas are said with a minyan. Sheva brachas are said with a minyan, and so therefore, it's considered a davar shebikdusha. Something that's said with a minyan is a davar shebikdusha. We usually stand the davar shebikdusha, like Kaddish, Baruch Hu, all these things. It's interesting. That's the Ashkenazic practice. Sephardic. If you ever go to a Sephardic shul, you'll see that when they're saying, the person who's saying the Kaddish is standing, but everyone else is sitting. because it doesn't say it. There's this idea of standing for Dovah Shebekdusha is based on some Kirsan Yerushalmi that not everyone had, so it's not really brought down in the. So it's not something beferish. So that's why it's beferish in that version in the Yerushalmi, and the Ashkenazim took upon themselves this practice. But the Sfarim didn't take upon themselves this practice. So that's why when in the Sephardic shul, the Chazan or whoever is saying Kaddish, everyone else is sitting with Chatchil. So, but Rosh Ashkenazim that do stand for Dovah Shebekdusha, so then Rav Tuvia Goldstein has a whole discussion about this in one of his Sfarim. And it's not the minhag. The minhag is that most, you know, you've gone to many weddings, and usually we sit during the chuppah. But this shita holds that no, it's a Dovah Shebekdusha, so that because it's we require a minyan. You can't say Sheva Brachas without a minyan. So you require a minyan. So you require a minyan, so far as the Dovah Shebekdusha. And Dovah Shebekdusha, you stand for Dovah Shebekdusha. Why aren't we knowing this way? I don't know. But, I mean, there are some people who know to, this way. But that's... So, but this is a new halacha that to stand b'fnei oseh hamitzvah. In other words, when they bring in the baby to do a bris milah, so the baby's coming in, everyone should stand up, and because that's the bartanur quote, where they bring in a mace for the kfurah, for the hesped, so everyone's. Stand. So you think you're standing at the respect of the mace, but it's really not. You're not standing in respect of the mace. You're standing for the respect of the lavin of the mace, those that are osik in the mitzvah. So it's interesting during the Yomim, the Rayim, the Kufa. We have a lot of times where we stand and sit. One of the things we get Bezer Shem, we're going to be starting to say Slichas, we'll say Shabbos. So the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, so that's like a Dovah Shebekdusha, because we only say it if you read davening with a minyan. Because if you just read it as a pasuk, so then it's a pasuk, so a pasuk is not a Dovah Shebekdusha. You can read any pasuk without a minyan. But if you're not reading it b'toras a pasuk, you're reading it b'toras tachnunim. You're saying Hashem, Hashem, kolachem chanun, like we do during the Amiras Haslichas. So then the minyan is to stand. And those that point out that even Sfarim, stand by the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. So that's the question. Why do the Sfarim stand? Why do the Sfarim stand? The Sfarim don't stand for Kaddish. So some want to say that the word is because, but even the Sfarim agree that the person who's saying the Kaddish stands. The Shlich Tzibur stands. And the Lashon HaGemara is that that Malamed Shem Misatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu could Shliach Tzibor and said the Yud Gimel Midas Rachim. So it's a shtickle like we're not just answering Kaddish or Baruch Hu. We're like, every person is sort of like the Shliach Tzibor. And he's saying this Kel Rachum Kanon. So then by Shliach Tzibor, so everyone stands. So therefore that hence the minhag to stand, during the it's the minhag to stand during the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim throughout without slichus. But if a person's not for some reason doesn't have a minyan during for slichus, so he can't say the yiddish. Some say he could say it as a pasuk, you know, like the, you know, but not the Taurus Achnunim. So and that's a, you know, so therefore, you know, that's the idea. So that's one area in during this tkufa of the Yom HaNoraim, when we say the slichas, that's a chiyuv to stand. When they open the Aron, so there's a minhag to stand. But that's not a chiyuv. That's not a real halacha. When you open the Aron, so you don't have to stand. Our minhag is to stand. Well, it's respect, but really, it's not. There's no chiyuv to stand. First of all, the Sefer Torah are a different show, so that's where some explain. And also, others explain, as Shrechta pointed out, that it's only when the Sefer Torah is moving that you have to stand. When the Sefer Torah is not moving, that was when you take the Sefer Torah out, then you stand until they bring it to the bima. So you stand that whole time until it gets to the destination. But when it's just in the arm, so we're no hek. It's a minhag. So I'm not saying you shouldn't do the minhag. But it's not midin. Certain things on midin have to stand. So, but this math is not one of them. One of the things that you have to stand midin is vidui. When you say the shamnu, when you say the alchets, that's a halacha that you have to stand. You have to stand midina, but we'll speak about this soon. You have to stand, you know, midina when you do the alchets. That even is far and Ashkenazim is not, that's no, and that's brought down the Farish, that there's a chiv amida for vidui. We'll get back to that momentarily. Another question that comes up a lot with standing, I told you before, when the Sefer Torah is in the Aron, so you don't really have to stand midin. It's only minhag. When the Sefer is moving, then you have to. So this is the big question. You know, the big question is hakafas. So my shita is that hakafas is a newfangled thing. What do I mean by that? I mean, I believe 200, 300 years ago in Europe, hakafa meant, he said, Ana Hashem Ashriyana, Ana Hashem Slichana, Dover Mishon, went around, I kind of talked to Alf. Went around, I covered bait. The whole thing took 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It became, I'm not saying better or not, it became a more modern innovation. And maybe for good reasons, you know, from the yeshiva world and the for the hakafas to go on for hours and hours and hours. So then the question that presents, like I've tried to point out, the question that presents itself is whether if the Sifrei Torah are going around for hours and hours and hours, so does everyone have to be standing that whole time? Which is very, going to be very hard, especially once you reach a certain age. And you're going to stand for, yeah. You're going to stand for 3-4 hours. You know, it's not simple. So my answer is that in Konami, that was the original. I told you that. I believe Hakafis was a more recent invention, meaning the long Hakafis, I mean, the super long Hakafis. And therefore, the old way to do it, it's just, you know, whatever it's shaped in the siddur there. And then you go around, knock around, 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 7 times, finished. And that's very doable. But on the other hand, when we had this practice that people are going and, you know, spending, you know, a conference for hours and hours and hours, then this question became relevant of what's the halacha? Are you allowed to sit down? And if you're not, it's you know, what do you do? So there are a couple of limud on this, because a lot of people, well, Maisa, any shul you go to anywhere in the world, there are going to be people sitting down, especially if that coffee's not chick chock. It's just not, it's not practical. So the Rav in, what's his name? Rav Stern, Rav Tzal Stern. And the discusses that maybe like once, like the halacha is that certain times you stand for a Talmud Chacham, so you don't have to 10 times a day. You don't have to, because where it says you shouldn't be better than Kriyat Shema, Mekamel Kriyat Shema Kadosh Baruch Hu, twice a day. So that's it. So you can Mekamel twice a day. You can't say Kriyat Shema. So maybe if you stand up once, you stood up already for the Sefer Torah twice already. So then maybe there was no chiyuv, every single time, which is a question. Another one of the other Achronim said an idea, which I'm not convinced that it's not a correct idea. And that is maybe the idea that when the Sefer Torah is moving is only if it's going to a destination. It's going from one place to the other place, so you have to stand up until it gets to its destination. But if it's just going a room and a room and a room and a room, there's no, what I mean? It's just going around and around. So maybe that's considered chad
What about Hagbah? What do we
makom.
stand for Hagbah? I mean, it's not going anywhere.
Okay, I mean, Hagbah. I mean, the question is the fact we stand for Hagbah, is that Iker Adin? We stand for Hagbah, okay. But is that, we stand when we opened up the Arum, like I told you said before. But the question is that Iker Adin? Maybe in the Quran, maybe. So some say, Rav David Feinstein once said to me, okay, if sometimes you have a platform. So they're dancing with the Sefer Torah on the platform, so you're in a different reshus. This is 10 tefachim high. So he thought maybe that could be a heter, or sometimes if the people are surrounding the Sefer Torah, so maybe it's like a mechitza, so maybe that's an idea. The best answer would be, if I can't fight the world, is to go back to the old practice of just having, seeing one zemer per hakom. So to me, I'd say one zemer per hakom. And that's it. I mean, say the Ana Hashem Shina, Hashem Slichana, Dover Mishorim, Ozer Dalem, whatever one. And then saying Torah Hashem, Demimah, and the whole thing. But, I'm not going to win on that one. I'm not going to win. So then either that, or people go out to a different room, or they rely on one of these possible heterim that we mentioned. I'm not convinced that heter of the figure of Harfin is supposed to be one of his farm from one of those Afronim. That the din of moving of a Sefer Torah is what's moving from place to place when it starts going around and around. I have a netiyah towards that kula. That kula makes a lot of sense to me. At least there's a limud zchus on the people that are not standing up for the whole time. But it could be that there's, if you want to say like these coolers, then you get then someone to say no in Hanami, people are, they're all Avarionim. I don't like to say that. And everyone, all the people in shul who are sitting down during the kafis are Avarionim. So I want to say something. And if you, I would vote to go back to the old men from 500 years ago, that HaKafis took 10 minutes, and that was it. But it's not happening so quickly. So you can't fight City Hall, as the expression goes. So. It is what it is. I just came out this week with a new sefer, Imrei Baruch Yom Kippur. The Moedim, you can get it. Yes, you can get it. The stores like Eagle Eyes and Eichler's, Flappers, Jacob Plaza, Lakewood. I think they ship all over. So Simon Mimer Tess, I wrote a piece about Vidui Mu'um. What's the idea of having to stand for Vidui? You know, it's interesting that, you know, but why should you have to stand? Why can't you? It's a whole discussion. And so I have an idea that I developed in this sefer. I discussed this with Donna Cohen once, gave a whole Shabbos Shuvah Drasha on about the Gerer Rebbe's Kasha, because the Gemara says that they did Vidui on the pot. In other words, when they brought the pot, the Yom Kippur, the Samach Yodah, or Rosh HaPar. But they did Vidui, they were leaning on the pot. So that's considered like Yeshiva. So that was the Gerer Rebbe's Kasha, that how can they do Vidui during, when on the par, is it going to be smicha and smicha from Shiva? Okay, you can look at, if you get the sefer, you can look at the tables. But the word that I wanted to say is based on the sefer Hayosha the Rabbeinu Tam together with Rav Aaron Kaplan's, and this is the word that I wanted to explain. The sefer Hayosha is a Musa sefer. I mean, you know, some say Rabbeinu Tam wrote it, some say he didn't write it. This is the halachic work of Rabbeinu Tam, called Sefer Yosha Rabbeinu Tam. But this Musa Sefer, you know, probably not necessarily written by Rabbeinu Tam, but it's called the Sefer Yosha. And he says that, he explains how come man walks erect and a behemoth is four legs going downward. What's the difference? So he says, because a behemoth doesn't have a neshama. So a behemoth, it's like a force, magnetic force, to where it comes from. Behemoth comes from Adama. It's just physical. So it's totally four legs. A human being is physical, but it also has a neshama, and the neshama is coming from Elyonim, from Shamayim, neshama. So there's a pull for a human being to walk straight upward because of what? Because of the neshama that he has. So the neshama, so to speak, is ki'ilu, it's being drawn towards the place that it emanated from, namely, you know, tachas kisei hakovet. But a behemoth doesn't have a neshama. A behemoth is a behemoth. So it's walking on four legs because there's nothing pulling it up. And that's how the Sefer Yosha explains. So the idea of walking erectly is a statement that I'm not just a physical being, but I'm a human being that has a neshama also. Neshama lachva, guf palmach. So what's the idea? So Rav Kotler says the following. He quotes a Rambam, Hilchas Eidus, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hey. We know that certain people are pasul le'edus. Like if you're gazlin, you're pasul le'edus. If you're, and you're dishonest. But then there's another category of people who are honest, but they don't keep, in other words, you eat treif, you mechal Shabbos, you violate something that's chayiv misa malchus. Apostle Aedus. That's why you have an aid for a chuppah. You have to, so you have to first make sure that they're shomato mitzvahs and they can't be relatives to each other. And that's also sometimes people forget that. And when I'm a Sadeh Kedushin, I always say I want to meet the aidim at the chassan's tish. I don't want to come out under the chuppah with first figuring out that these eidim are krovim, you know, which happens a lot, all too often. And under the chuppah, once it happened to me, I asked everybody, and everything was good. They came up, everything was good. And then right after the chuppah, I think one of the mothers said, "Oh, you know, you're related to so and so." I said, "What?" No, but Lamai said, I spoke to everybody about it. It was Meikar, then it was too distant to be a real soul. Even though, as Rav Shaka pointed out, the minig is, and this I won't allow even Edom that are distantly related, even though technically they're still kosher the Edom, but. But still, even distant relatives, we shouldn't. There's a whole discussion. This comes up a lot. People want to be mechabed. Say they're making a chasana. They already made a chasana for one sibling, one kid. Now they're making a chasana for another kid. And they want a mechabed to be an eight kiddushin. So the simple pshat in Shulchan Aruch is that it's okay because you're not really, the Tanaim are not considered related. Apidin, obviously there's a kinship. They share a common marriage, but there is a shita that says not that way. You know, there's a shita of the Achronim that's machmir. So Umaisa. I would never allow Mechutanim to be Aiden. In other words, you pick a kibbutz for this child, don't pick your Mechutan from, even though if you did it, there's Yeshal Mimusmoch, that it's good. And probably that's the Pasha Pshat, La Halacha, that it's really good. But again, it's not something that, it could be part of this general discussion of not having even distant. You know, the relatives, or maybe even worse, according to some, one of the Achron. Oh, so getting back. So Rav Aaron Cutler writes, so if you're a Goslin, a Ganif, or Michal Shabbos, even Trefus, you're Posolatus. But then the Rambam says a Chiddush, Perak, you know. Habzuyim psulim le'edus. He says people who don't have eaten the shuk, kol am kol el shahoch hochim arumim b'shuk, and you know they walk around very torn clothing and they're not respectable, that type of person. So the Rambam says that they're self-respect. Does not mean they're not respectable to other people. You know, they're walking around like whatever, you know. We've all seen such a scenario. So he's struggling with Avis. So Rambam says, why? Why are they puzzle Avis? He'd be the nicest, most honest person in the world. But the answer is because the yisod of namonas is that you're not going to lie because you have your own self-dignity, your own self-respect. And that's why you have a cheskes kashrus. But if you don't have your own self-respect, then maybe you would, not be honest. Because if you don't have self-respect, what's keeping you from being an honest person is because I have, because it's not part of my dignity, not to tell the truth. But a person shows that he doesn't care about his dignity, it's possible it is. So I thought to say like this, that the Sefer Yashar of the Ben Tam says a person's dignity is shown by the fact that he stands erect. Because that shows that he's saying, I have a neshama, not just like an animal. I have a neshama that's pulling me towards Shemayim. And that's why I stand straight to show that dignity. And therefore, that's my true Valchait. Valchait is that a person of the caliber of the dignity of the human being, of a Kedushas Yisrael, has a neshama like that. It's not befitting that I should do this chet and that chet and that chet. So when we're clopping off chet, we're doing it at the time that we're showing that we hold dear to the dignity of our human dignity as a Yid, as a Ben Adam, and as a Yisrael. And therefore, it's not befitting for us to do, Averis and things like that. So that's what Rav Aaron Cutler said. So somebody who's not an Avar, he's a from a Yid. He's a nice Yid, you know, but he doesn't have self-respect for himself, the way he carries himself in the street, etc. So that's how Rav Aaron Cutler explained the Rambam. So it's Tafka at this point that we're clapping al chait, we're doing a Dafka Ba'abita. It's interesting by Kiddush Levana, you say, the Mahakbil Pnei Avim Shabbat Pamachas Bacholish, Amar Abaye, Hilchach, Sarech Lememra, Umud. So, no, they're in the Kabbal Pnei Ashchina, when we were in Kiddush Levana, that's Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina. So, Hilchach, Sarech Lememra, Umud. We do it. So, there's certain times that Amida is a very important part of, so we said, you know, when the Sefer Torah comes by and these things. And in this week's Parsha, we stand up to the chashivas of a person who's going out of his way to do a mitzvah. He's going out of his way. He's trekked all the way to Yerushalayim. Some say, you know, maybe it's only a mitzvah that's like a big tircha or some, you know, because we don't stand up. A person comes to shul in the morning, you don't stand up for everyone who walks into shul. That's what one of the svarim said. I think we discussed that from Rabbi Yashin, that question. I mean, we don't stand up for anyone who walks into shul. He's coming to do a mitzvah, he's going to put on tefillin soon, you know. So some say maybe only a mitzvah that's a big tircha or something like that. You need to mechazik somebody, but But it all starts from that Mishnah of the Mavi Bikurim. And not only we stand up, we let the Bali Umnis, who normally are not even allowed to stand up for a Kamech Chacham because it's going to be Vatel from the Malacha, if he stands up, even though it's just a couple of seconds. You know, the Gemara has a whole Nusach for Birkas Hamazon for Poilin, that shortened version. It just shows you the chashivas of Zman, the chashivas of Gezel, Gezel Zman, something like that, just from this idea. But from Bikurim, but this parshim of Kisavo that usually comes in this time of year, you know, we're going to have all these Yom Tovim and standing and sitting comes up a lot. So we just have some of these halachas that are relevant, but the chashivas of standing, as we said before. Okay, Rabosai, I think this is our last year together before Rosh Hashanah. So I want to. I think our next year together, as Lynn's pointed out, will be Rosh Hashanah Erev Shabbos Shuva. It's next. Okay, so I want to wish you all a ksiva chasima tova. You should have a good year. You should have, as the Rama says, you need good health to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if a person doesn't have good health, you know, it's very hard, you know. So we want to have life so we should be able to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Meshech Chachma says that usually we don't have bakashas in the first three brachas in Shmoneh Esrei, right? So why shavach is the first three brachas? But that's the idea. This bakasha is achreinu l'chaim l'man chalokim. So we should be able to give shavach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't have to, you know, have health problems in this. We should all be healthy, able to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see nachas from the family, and have a year of simcha, and be able to fulfill Kol Mishalos Libeinu Latova with Gesund and a Kesiva of Chasiva Tova to all of you.